Welcome to the Metal Verbalizers podcast, a podcast about promoting underground metal by talking about and sometimes with underground metal bands that we really like. We feel that underground metal generally seems very underrepresented in podcasting, and there are a lot of great bands out there, so underground metal is the focus of this podcast. In this type of episode, we choose a band and talk about things such as influences, style, lyrics, future plans, etc. in order to give you an introduction and an idea of what the band is like, hopefully encouraging you to listen to their music and look into them further. I am Johan Verbalizer, and this episode will be dedicated to the band Bare Knuckle Brawl. Bare Knuckle Brawl is a thrash metal band from the USA and was started in 2022. Before Bare Knuckle Brawl was actually started, the member Chris had wanted to play in a band for a very long time, but it seems like he never really found the time to actually do it, and just never really got around to it, basically. However, one day, all of a sudden, that changed. He was now committed to start playing in a band, but he needed more people to do that, so he decided to start posting about it in Facebook groups with the members that included local musicians. Eventually, this resulted in Chris getting in contact with a drummer. After that, to summarize a little bit, they got in contact with a singer, a bassist, and then a guitarist. When this lineup was finally complete, the drummer decided to leave. I don't know why, and I don't really want to speculate about it either, but on a more positive note, however, it didn't take very long until the band managed to find another drummer, and again finished the first lineup of Bare Knuckle Brawl. If you're looking for really badass thrash metal, that I would say is focusing more on heavy riffs rather than pure speed or something like that, then I think that Bare Knuckle Brawl is definitely a band that you should look into. I guess it would be fair to kind of compare the sound of Bare Knuckle Brawl with bands like Power Trip and Enforced, etc. Basically, you know, bands that are having this this type of very aggressive and heavy style of thrash metal. While it's not exactly slow, relatively speaking, it's not really super fast either for a thrash metal band. So if you enjoy the heavy and relatively, you know, slower, crushing type of thrash metal riffs and thrash metal style, definitely check out Bare Knuckle Brawl. Bare Knuckle Brawl doesn't have that many songs yet, since they are still a pretty new band, but I can say without a doubt that they do have quality. Bare Knuckle Brawl doesn't really seem to have any specific influences as a band, but the influences are coming from each member by combining their personal influences and then kinda mixing them together to form one sound. For example, Chris is mainly into subgenres such as thrash metal, surprise surprise, traditional heavy metal, power metal, folk metal, and black metal. While the vocalist has a background in punk, so he's naturally very influenced by subgenres like punk, crust, and power violence. The bassist seems like he has a very clear preference in thrash metal, while the guitarist is into stuff like power metal, symphonic metal, and other types of technical subgenres. The drummer Tom is into a wide range of music. He has actually played in other thrash metal, hardcore, and death metal bands. So, needless to say, Bare Knuckle Brawl is influenced by a lot of styles of music. I would personally say that Bare Knuckle Brawl being very influenced by death metal, thrash metal, hardcore, and punk doesn't come as a surprise to me. And I also would like to add that, as I've been saying numerous times in previous episodes, I personally really like this. The idea of each member bringing something individually and together, creating the sound of the band that way, is something that usually seemed to result in really great music, and something that, in my experience, seemed to have very great results. So, again, this is something that I personally am a big fan of. Skeletons and skulls are things that are very common in the theme of Bare Knuckle Brawl. Chris has expressed being very fond of this type of visuals, and I tend to personally agree with that. I think that the album art of Bare Knuckle Brawl and the kind of whole skeleton and skull theme is something that usually works very, very well, and something that I personally really like as well. And you know, this is shown, for example, in the single Fisticuffs, with like a skull and the band logo in its open mouth, which is a very cool album art in my opinion, or like artwork. That was definitely one of that caught my interest and attention when I saw it the first time. And another example of this is the single The Old Guard, with a skeleton ripping the flesh off its face, which is also like pretty cool and pretty gnarly. So that's something that I really like as well. Something else that I could add when it comes to the kind of like artwork and the art of a Bare Knuckle Brawl is the logo. And when the artist was going to make the logo, the band asked the artist to make a logo with sharp edges to make it look very thrash. And I would definitely say that the artist succeeded in that sense. And I think that the logo of Bare Knuckle Brawl looks really cool. It looks really thrash metal, and I think that in a way, I'm not really sure how I'd explain it really, but I think that it also looks to me kind of like a death metal thrash metal logo, kind of like a band that's kind of like mixing these type of genres. So in other words, and to kind of summarize it here, is that I think that the logo is very accurate to how Bare Knuckle Brawl sounds. So I guess that you could also consider a very big success with the logo. When it comes to the lyrical themes of Bare Knuckle Brawl, it doesn't seem like they have just one specific theme like some other bands have. And I'm gonna give a little bit examples here. But something that seems to be a theme that their lyrics have in common is different types of social issues. For example, the first single, Divide and Conquer, is about politicians intentionally dividing people instead of trying to unite them instead, as a way to kind of like prevent people from getting mad at the politicians in charge and instead getting mad at each other. And this way, as the band explains it, is kind of like the way of trying to conquer the people and their beliefs. While the song The Old Guard is about politicians that only care about money and themselves, regardless of the consequences for the world and future generations. The song Fisticuffs, however, is simply about fighting an arrogant drunk in a bar. So you can like see there already that there's a pretty big contrast between the lyrics here, like the lyrical themes. And also the song Sicario is about, you might have guessed it already, but a cartel hitman. And Bare Knuckle Brawl is taking a very moral approach to this subject of, you know, being this kind of hitman for a cartel. And, you know, again, like, taking a little bit of a moral approach. I would definitely encourage you to look further into that, because personally, I really like the lyrics of Bare Knuckle Brawl, and there's definitely a lot of interesting things to find there. The origin of the band name Bare Knuckle Brawl is pretty interesting to me. Chris was explaining that the name's origin began in his childhood, when his stepdad was ordering these kind of pay-per-view movies that were showcasing different street fights. And these movies were called, yeah, you might have guessed it, they were called Bare Knuckle Brawls. This gave Chris the idea of a band being called that, and he felt that it would work great as a band name. So when the band members were going to decide on a band name, he quickly suggested Bare Knuckle Brawl. And that's what they agreed to call the band. I personally really liked the name, and it quickly got my attention. I think it was like, as I was mentioning a little quick before, but I think that there were mainly like perhaps two things that caught my attention when it came to Bare Knuckle Brawl. And one of them were the name, and the other one was, again, as I mentioned a little quick before, and that was the artwork for Fisticuffs. I don't know, it was just something about it, like the name and the artwork with a skull, and also like the name of the single and song, like Fisticuffs, and all of that kind of like combined together was something that really caught my attention, and something that I felt like I really had to look further into. And well, personally, I'm very happy that I did, and I guess that is shown by the fact. When it comes to the future of Bare Knuckle Brawl, the band is currently working on two new songs. These songs will be released ASAP. In other words, as soon as they are finished. So definitely keep your eyes open for that. I don't know any more details about it. The only thing that Chris, member of Bare Knuckle Brawl, told me was that they're currently hard at work making these songs, and that they are going to release them basically as soon as they can, as soon as they are finished, basically. So again, I have no idea how fast this is going to take, but I would definitely encourage you to keep your eyes open for it, because I'm personally very excited to see the future of this band. On top of that, Bare Knuckle Brawl is going to keep playing live in Minnesota. So if you're living in Minnesota or close to Minnesota, I would definitely encourage you to keep a lookout for their shows, because I think that Bare Knuckle Brawl is definitely one of these kind of bands that I think would be very, very great live. So if you get the chance to see them live, I would personally definitely take it. And also a little bit more of a long-term goal, I guess you could say, is for Bare Knuckle Brawl to get signed. However, Chris also made it very clear that right now the band is mostly like focusing on making a name for themselves and earning their stripes, so to speak. So being signed is something that the band really wants to, and And it is kind of more of like a long-term goal, if you get what I mean. But anyways, these are my thoughts and comments about the band. But now I would like to hear your thoughts about it. What do you think about Bare Knuckle Brawl? Do you have a favorite song by them? If so, which one? Let us know in the YouTube comments or on social media. We have now reached the end of this episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, we would really appreciate your support. A great way to support us is by liking, commenting, and sharing, as well as rating us on Spotify. We really love to read comments about the podcast, as well as your thoughts and opinions about the bands. These comments encourage us a lot, and they will also help the podcast technically, thanks to how the algorithms work. And we believe that if this podcast gets discovered by more people, this will help the bands we feature to also get discovered by more people. So this is a quick, free, and easy way that you can support the podcast and underground metal in general. So we would be very thankful for this. We will be back to verbalize again next week.